Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Grain futures finished the week mixed today, with the corn trading sharply higher, beans trading mixed, a little bit stronger in the front months and a little bit lower in the back months, and wheat futures finishing modestly lower. It looks like the cash bids on the corn market today were higher at both the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Northwest, which really lifted the front-month corn contract, with the July corn contract closing up about 10 cents at $6.54. So some really good strength there. Ethanol demand appears to be increasing as the crude oil makes new highs this morning, and the crude oil traded briefly over 98 bucks. At one point, it was 98.25. So still below 100, but it's getting stronger. And ethanol production will tend to increase whenever crude oil gets stronger. If you combine that with the positive profit margins for ethanol, it looks like they're going to just continue to use more and more corn there, lifting the demand for corn. Wheat futures today closed slightly lower based on continued harvest pressure, and the idea is that the overall world supply is still going to be plentiful. Good news for the wheat, though, is it held yesterday's low in the July Kansas City wheat and stayed above that 706.5 level. And despite some large investment banks actually lowering their forecast for the price of wheat. So overall, finished the wheat a little bit weak on wheat, but didn't go through those lows, and so that's positive looking forward.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
Justin, how are the futures markets shaping up for next week?
Over the next few weeks, the trade will begin to focus more on the crop conditions rather than the planting progress. Over the past few weeks, the planting progress has really been the headline, while the crop conditions has been kind of the second story. As we go forward and the planting gets more toward 100% complete, we'll start to focus more on how those crops actually look. Now, the early estimates, though, for Monday's planting progress is going to be 85 to 90% planted for soybeans and near 100% planted in corn. So that's just evidence of the shift in what we're going to focus on. There are some areas, though, that are way behind normal. I mean, look at Monday, 60% of Iowa soybeans were planted, where we're normally almost 100%. Minnesota was 72%, and we're normally about 95%. So there's still some areas that are far behind on planting. Now, another thing we will look at going forward is that June 28th grain stocks and the planted acreage report. It'll begin to paint a much clearer picture on how much of each crop actually got planted, rather than just the educated guesses as we've had, you know, at this point. And the other thing, we've got some weather in the forecast. We have two different storms over the next 10 days for the Midwest, one this weekend and then one late next week. Both of those should add some moisture to the soils up there in the Midwest and really, really get a good kickstart to the summer.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. July Kansas City wheat finished down 7 cents today at 7.11.5. Chicago July wheat down 4.75 at 6.80.75. Chicago July corn up 11.5 cents at 6.55, and July soybeans up 6.25 cents at 15.16.5. That's a look at your closing grain futures markets. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.